So before we get started, I'll go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Megan Campbell. I work in and live in Phoenix, Arizona. I've worked in a small local distillery. I currently work with a small local distributor. My hobby, my passion, and my job is alcohol, and that's what I'm going to talk about. Now, a couple disclaimers I want to get out of the way. I have no degree in psychology or advertising. I've worked in this industry, and that is what I am basing my opinions off of. So maybe I'm full of shit, but I'm full of shit that I thought about real hard. So on this series, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be talking about a single bottle or brand at a time. Now, there's lots of people that do this. I think there's lots of people that do it very well. They talk about what they're drinking and the caramel and the vanilla flavors they get and the aromas and how it makes you feel and all of that stuff, which is cool. And honestly, they probably do it better than I do. What makes this a little different is I'm not just talking about what's in the bottle. I'm talking about everything else. My former boss, one of his favorite things to tell people was that he didn't own a small distillery. He owned a small marketing company that happened to make liquor. And I think from what I've seen in this industry, that is the absolute truth. What you put in the bottle is probably the least important part of what you're doing. So today I'm going to be talking about Ledslinger's Whiskey. It is a whiskey line out of, I believe, Oklahoma. Let me double check on that one. Yes, so it's a whiskey line out of Oklahoma. And as you might be able to tell, the Ledslinger's name kind of gives it away. They're pretty gun positive, which is fine. So before I get into anything else, the first thing I want to talk about is the bottle, right? That's the first thing you see. You go into the store, you're shopping around, what jumps out at you? What's your first impression? So your first impression with this bottle, I have the Ledslinger's Thin Blue Line edition with me, but I'll talk about the rest of them. They all have the same bottle. It's a square bottle. Its thickness is definitely the size of my hand. It's got a matte black background, sort of a shiny blue Ledslinger's logo, which is an eagle carrying a gun in front of an American flag. And then this is the Thin Blue Line edition, so it's got a thin blue line and the words Thin Blue Line on it. So you pick up the bottle, and the first thing you notice is that it's heavy. Now, to me, that's always going to be a good thing. As a consumer, when you pick something up and it's heavier, it makes you feel like you're getting more. You know in your mind it's all 750 milliliters, but there's that idiot in your brain that doesn't care what you know. There's that idiot that goes, heavy is good, red is good. And that's the idiot that you're talking to when, as a producer, you make a bottle selection. So you pick up the bottle and you notice that it's heavy. You notice that it's thick. It fills up your hand. That's another thing that, you know, I consider to be sort of a masculine quality to the bottle. It's going to be something that a guy picks up and goes, wow, check out this. It's basically a brick. The next thing I notice about this particular bottle is when you look through on the back, facing the inside is an American flag, sort of a black and white American flag. Now, personally, I am a huge fan of things, of bottles that do this. I think Sailor Jerry's is probably the most well-known example of look through the bottle, you've got something in there. I think it gives it a whole nother dimension, and I think as a producer, you're working with all the space you've got. So you turn it around, backside says, Ledslinger's Whiskey, founded in 2013 by 7 combat veterans. They really go out of their way to say that combat veterans, you know? This isn't a couple like, you know, sweeping the floors, cooking the meals. Like, they want you to know, we fought, we killed people, we're that kind of group. When USAF TACPS, U.S. Army Rangers, Green Berets, and paratroopers combined their love for America and fine whiskey, LSW was born. Tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment, the LSW team was focused on bringing quality bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded individuals. So this whiskey in particular, They definitely come right out of the door swinging with who are we, who's our stance, and this is what we're advertising to. They literally say on the bottle, our demographic is freedom-loving, like-minded individuals, which, given the context, we know means they're looking at former Air Force, former Marines, former Army, people who are really into their service. So I've got some family in the military. They are proud, but they did their time, they got paid, they got their GI Bill, and they left. That's not the kind of person that Lead Slingers is advertising to. Now, whatever, politics aside, I don't care. Let's not get into that. What I really like about this is that they're so out and proud. It's the kind of thing that you don't need to build a real campaign. You show up, you have the bottle, you say, look at it. Look at these guys. Obviously. Like, you know you're into this. Especially, at least where I am, there's a lot of police positivity, a lot of police presence, a lot of my dog coughing in the background. Oh, yep. She's going over to where the carpet is to throw up on it. That's really nice. I'm glad she did that. So I know what the bottle looks like. I think it's got this great weight to it. It's got this great shape to it. It says what they want to say. You know, if I think it is clearly advertising more towards men, and the women that are super into this line, I think are either going to be in the same boat, U.S. Air Force, Marines, that same sort of bravado that they're playing up, or it's going to be the wives and girlfriends that are buying it as a gift. Now, let's check out their website. Because after having Googled, like, literally over 2,000 different spirits in the last 2 months, I have come to realize not everybody realizes the value of a great website. So the first thing that pops up, right, we've got our Lead Slingers whiskey, a big picture of the bourbon, and then behind that picture are a bunch of bullets. So, okay, I definitely know where we're going with this. I know who you're advertising to, and I've got people in mind. Okay, this is great for my roommate. This is great for my former boss and his family and his friend. You know who this is for. Big founded by combat veterans, right there. Again, make sure you know it's combat veterans, and unusual for a spirits line is that they start off with who founded it. Usually when you open up a website for some kind of alcohol, they're going to open up with, this is for partiers, this is for people with refined taste, this is for whatever. This is founded by combat veterans, and underneath it, enjoyed by American patriots. So they are letting you know in no unequivocal terms exactly who they want this for. Now, there's hit or miss with this strategy. You know, right now, they're small. They're almost certainly going to stay small unless they get bought out by a larger company. So they can afford to do that. They can go, this is for American patriots, I can say whatever I want, I can be whoever I want, and it's not going to be an issue. Once you get to the larger size, this is the kind of stance that, you know, Bud and Coors and Beam and Jack, they can't come out swinging like this. They can release a Thin Blue Line edition, they can release an American Patriot edition, but they can't go this far. They can't go Eagle with a gun, with a flag in the background, and bullets everywhere, blazing in here. So this is one of, I think, the luxuries and the cool things about being a small business, is your personality matters. It matters who made it. It matters who's producing it and what you want to say. Because there is no corporate line. There's just you and your beliefs. So you open up, you got founded by combat veterans, find a store right underneath it. Usually that feature just sucks, just awful, partially because usually whoever your distributor is isn't getting you an updated list, and you're much better off just going to, you know, whoever you're likely to buy from, your BevMo, your Total Wine, and asking them if they have it. You're probably going to get a much better, much more accurate picture of where it is there. Alright, so keep scrolling down, and what do we got? We've got their Lead Slingers Bourbon, the classic one. It's got this sort of parchment paper look to the label, which is fantastic for what they're doing. when you're a small business, you definitely want to look like a small business. And when you're a small business that is really punching that Americana button, then you want to make sure you do. And there's not many things that do Americana for people quite like parchment paper labels. Super into it. It's even like making a comeback is people actually buying parchment paper and wrapping stuff in it just because. And then we've got the Lead Slingers Fighting Spirit Rye. I'm really glad they've got a rye. That's another one that's coming back really hard right now. You cannot make it as a small business with just a bourbon anymore. You've got to have your rye. That one's got a great look. It's sort of an old sketch drawing. It looks like maybe World War I on the label there. That's got another, it's the whiter version instead of the brown paper bag thing, but it's the white sort of parchment paper look to it. And then they've got their Lead Slingers Napalm Cinnamon Flavored Whiskey. I think that's brilliant. I also think the Eagle on Fire dropping a bomb is, like, that's hitting the basic American vibe in me. I'm super into whoever drew an eagle with a bomb and then went, let's put this shit on our fucking label. Super into that. Also, the name Napalm with a little fire emblem over the L, gorgeous. And Lead Slingers Black Flag Rum. It's got a old school sort of musket on the front. So the eagle is carrying a musket instead of an assault rifle this time. And there is a black pirate flag flying off of it. Most people are just like, yeah, cool, pirates, black flag, I love it, let's do this thing. And that's another one, it's got sort of that parchment paper look to the back. And we scroll down a little bit more, you've got their merch, which for a company like this is great. That's one of the things that I think a lot of small businesses, particularly spirits companies, they go, oh, everybody else has merch, we've got to have it, we got to sell t-shirts, put our name on stuff. It's not as easy as putting your name on stuff. You're not Ed Hardy. You're not, actually, that's not even a good example because he had decorations. You're not American Eagle. You're not Abercrombie. You don't have just a name to sell. So when you produce merch for your company, you should have something cool. I should go, oh, what a cool t-shirt. And also it's got your logo on it. Not, oh, that shirt's got your logo on it, and I like you guys, so I'll buy it. That's not a good enough reason. You always have to add value. I think they've done a good job here. Their Lead Slingers merchandise, they've got the snake cut up from the flag thing, you know, and it says whiskey or die. Really into that. They've also got a giant picture of Texas with their Lead Slingers logo in it. I know they're not from Texas, so I'm a little like, okay, whatever, but anyone from Texas who likes eagles carrying guns in front of a flag, which is a lot of people from Texas, is probably going to be super into that. They've got a bottle of whiskey with a bunch of bullets around it that says bullets and bourbon. I'd buy the fuck out of that. Whiskey, an American staple with a flag, some guns, some grains. I like that. The Lead Slingers Black Flag, it's got this really cool, you know, skull with the pirate's hat. They've got the logo, but it's on a blacked out t-shirt, so you can barely see it. A lot of people are super into that, a little more laid back style. Yeah, they've definitely done their merchandise page right. A lot of these are either cool enough that I would get them, even though I'm not super into guns, or they're so cool that I go, oh, my dad needs that, my roommate needs that. Like, I could literally buy one of each of these shirts and not worry a little bit about who I'm going to give it to and whether or not they're going to wear it. They're definitely going to wear it. Now, I think the really, maybe not the really cool thing, I did not actually first hear about this brand when I started working at the distributor that sells it. I first heard about this brand in a movie. Which is, you know, normally you want to be in a big Hollywood movie, you pay a lot of money, and they conveniently hold your bottle in exactly the right cinematic shot. But I have a roommate who's in the Marines, and who's super into it. And he likes things that other Marines make, specifically the movie Range 15. Came out in 2016. IMDb says it is an action comedy horror movie. That is very, very accurate. So, the basic summary is, a group of veterans wake up after a night of partying to find that the zombie apocalypse has spread across the United States. Now, what really happens is they wake up, and they start getting attacked by zombies, and then somehow they discover that when you pour whiskey, conveniently, Lead Slinger's whiskey, and I believe viper semen over the wound, the bite wound, or just sort of generally on the person who got infected, they magically get better. Now, I would recommend this movie. It gets a 5.3 out of 10 on IMDb. I think that's pretty accurate to how cinematically good it was. But have yourself a drink, have yourself a laugh. This is actually super enjoyable. And it's got Danny Trejo in it as a zombie, which is really great, and maybe that's just my love of Danny Trejo coming through. He's hilarious, and he's a great dude. So, that's the first place I saw this particular spirit. I think that has definitely had at least something to do with the success of Lead Slinger's whiskey, but I don't think it's nearly as important as the style of the bottle and the way they've really come out the door swinging with, we are combat veterans, and this is for real Americans, and don't look at the price tag. Flavor-wise, I've been sitting here getting a whiff of it for like the last 20 minutes. Let's see, what's the official line on their Lead Slinger's bourbon whiskey? So, our bourbon whiskey brings a light bourbon flavor from its single barrel aging process. Double distilled and handcrafted in Moore, Oklahoma, this small batch whiskey melds sophistication and down-home flavors. Delivering hints of oak, toffee, and vanilla, it's sure to satisfy even the most distinguishing taster. Made right here in the USA. Once again, oh, and then down at the bottom, devoted to the Second Amendment and all Americans who exercise it. So I think they're kind of on the whole gun thing, in case we hadn't told. So I definitely get that sort of caramel and the oakiness when I smell it. I also definitely get the alcohol there. Definitely a little bit of fire. That oak sort of lingers afterwards, goes on for a while, and very few spirits are hit and run, but this one's definitely got a little bit of a lingering. There's a lot of fire to this one. I would probably mix it if I had intended to drink more than just a small sample right now. I'd be curious if it was, what was the corn rye balance going on there? It's got a little bit of that spiciness you expect from a rye, especially considering that they make a rye as well. I would be willing to bet that this is a relatively high rye bourbon. That might also contribute a little bit to the sort of fieriness that I'm getting from it. If I were drinking more of this, I would definitely consider it to be a mixing whiskey. But it's not bad. After the first sip or two, after the first glass, you could drink it however you want, right? Like they said, it's double distilled. I think that definitely shows through. It's got a little bit more character. It's got almost sort of a heat that I think you don't see in the larger manufactured processes. And quite frankly, for me, having worked at a small distillery and seeing the difference between something that's actually made in-house, this, I would suspect that they actually make this in-house, unlike most small brands. It's not as refined. When it comes down to it, it is just not as refined as the larger products, and I think pretty much any time you come away from a smaller producer and you go, oh my god, that was incredible, this is my new favorite, I'm gonna drink it all the time, I'm gonna show it to all my friends, they probably didn't make that themselves. There's some people out there that are making really great, high quality products, but for the vast majority of people, they just don't want something like that. They want what they've always had in a different package, and they don't want to admit that, and that's fine. There's a whole industry built on repackaging and sending out these cool new bottles, cool new labels with the same old stuff. I actually don't really have that big of a problem with it. But I do think Lead Slingers might actually make their own spirits because there's sort of an unrefined quality to it. And while most people might go, oh, well, that's not a good thing, I disagree. I think that is a good thing. It's the way that people have been drinking whiskey for hundreds of thousands of years, and I look forward to continuing that tradition and drinking more slightly unrefined, but truly handmade spirits. I hope you have enjoyed this. I hope you look around for Lead Slingers at your local store, and if you give it a try and you love it, I hope you buy more of it, support small businesses, and support veterans that are out there trying to make ends meet. Thanks for listening. This has been Megan Campbell out of Phoenix, Arizona. Drink well and have an excellent day.